कृष्णेति यस्य गिरितां मनसाद्रियेत दीक्षास्ति चेत् प्रणतिभिश्च भजन्तमीशम् शुश्रूषया भजनवेग्नाम् अनन्नम् अन्यनिन्दादि शून्यहृदम्
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshiping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnavas in an appropriate way according to their particular status. In this verse, he tells us how to deal with three types of devotees: the Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The Kanishta Adhikari is a neophyte who has received Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. One should respect such a person within his mind as a Kanishta Vaishnav. A Madhyama Adhikari has received spiritual initiation from the spiritual master and has been fully engaged by him in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Madhyama Adhikari should be considered to be situated midway in devotional service. The Uttama Adhikari, or highest devotee, is one who is very advanced in devotional service. An Uttama Adhikari is not interested in blaspheming others. His heart is completely clean, and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Mahabhagavat, or perfect Vaishnav, are most desirable. One should not remain a Kanishta Adhikari, one who is situated on the lowest platform of devotional service and is interested only in worshipping the deity in the temple. Such a devotee is described in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.2.47. Acharyam evaharaye pujam ya shradhaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyesu sa bhakta prakrita smrita. A person who very faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a prakrita bhakta or kanishta adhikari. One therefore has to raise himself from the position of a kanishta adhikari to the platform of madhyama adhikari. The Madhyama Adhikari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.46 in this way: Ishvare tad adineshu balisheshu dvisastu cha prema maitri kripopeksha ya karoti samadhyama. The Madhyama Adhikari is a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love, makes friends with the Lord's devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids those who are envious by nature. This is the way to cultivate devotional service properly. Therefore, in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has advised us how to treat various devotees. We can see from practical experience that there are different types of Vaishnavas. The Prakriti Sahajas generally chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yet they are attached to women, money, and intoxication. Although such persons may chant the holy name of the Lord, they are not yet properly purified. Such people should be respected within one's mind, but their association should be avoided. Those who are innocent, but simply carried away by bad association, should be shown favor if they are eager to receive proper instructions from pure devotees. But those neophyte devotees who are actually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and are seriously engaged in carrying out the orders of the spiritual master should be offered respectful obeisances. In this Krishna consciousness movement, a chance is given to everyone without discrimination of caste, creed, or color. Everyone is invited to join this movement. Sit with us, take prasad, and hear about Krishna. When we see that someone is actually interested in Krishna consciousness and wants to be initiated, we accept him as a disciple for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. When a neophyte devotee is actually initiated and engaged in devotional service by the orders of the spiritual master, he should be accepted immediately as a bona fide Vaishnav, and obeisances should be offered unto him. Out of many such Vaishnavs, one may be found to be very seriously engaged in the service of the Lord, and strictly following all the regulative principles, chanting the prescribed number of rounds on japa beads, and always thinking of how to expand the Krishna consciousness movement. Such a Vaishnav should be accepted as an Uttama Adhikari, a highly advanced devotee, and his association should always be sought. The process by which a devotee becomes attached to Krishna is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 4.192. Dikshakale Bhaktakare Atma Samarpana Se Kale Krishnatare Kare Atma Sama. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as he himself. Diksha, or spiritual initiation, is explained in the Bhakti Sandarbha 8.68 by Srila Jiva Goswami. Devyam gyanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sankshayam tasmat dikshati sa prokta deshikais tatva kovidai. By diksha, one gradually becomes disinterested in material enjoyment and gradually becomes interested in spiritual life. We have seen many practical examples of this, especially in Europe and America. Many students who come to us from rich and respectable families quickly lose all interest in material enjoyment and become very eager to enter into spiritual life. Although they come from very wealthy families, many of them accept living conditions that are not very comfortable. Indeed, for Krishna's sake, they are prepared to accept any living condition, as long as they can live in the temple and associate with Vaishnavas. When one becomes so disinterested in material enjoyment, he becomes fit for initiation by the spiritual master. For advancement of spiritual life, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.13 prescribes Tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. When a person is serious about accepting diksha, he must be prepared to practice austerity, celibacy, and control of the mind and body. If one is so prepared and is desirous of receiving spiritual enlightenment, Divya Gyanam, he is fit to be initiated. Divya Gyanam is technically called Tat Vigyana, or knowledge about the Supreme. tad vigyanartham sa gurum evabhika chet. When one is interested in the transcendental subject matter of the Absolute Truth, he should be initiated. Such a person should approach a spiritual master in order to take diksha. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21 also prescribes Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jignasyu Sarya Uttamam. When one is actually interested in the transcendental science of the Absolute Truth, he should approach a spiritual master. One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions, nor should one accept a spiritual master just to make a fashionable show of spiritual life. One must be jignasu, very much inquisitive to learn from the bona fide spiritual master. The inquiries one makes should strictly pertain to transcendental science, jignasu sreya uttamam. The word uttamam refers to that which is above material knowledge. Tama means the darkness of this material world, and ut means transcendental. Generally, people are very interested in inquiring about mundane subject matters. But when one has lost such interest and is simply interested in transcendental subject matters, he is quite fit to be initiated. When one is actually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, and when he seriously engages in the service of the Lord, he should be accepted as a Madhyama Adhikari. The chanting of the holy names of Krishna is so sublime that if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, carefully avoiding the 10 offenses, he can certainly be gradually elevated to the point of understanding that there is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. One who has reached such an understanding should be very much respected by neophyte devotees. One should know for certain that without chanting the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one cannot become a proper candidate for advancement in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22.69, it is said, Yahara komala shraddha se kanishtak jana, krame krame tenho bhakta haibe utama. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte. But by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee. Everyone begins his devotional life from the neophyte stage. But if one properly finishes chanting the prescribed number of rounds of Harinam, he is elevated, step by step, to the highest platform, Uttama Adhikari. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods of time while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patit Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. When Srila Satyaraj Khan, a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asked the Lord how a Vaishnava could be recognized, the Lord replied, Prabhu kahe yanra mukhi suni eke bar, Krishna nama se puja shrestha sabakar. If one hears a person even say once the word Krishna, that person should be accepted as the best man out of the common group. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 15.106. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Aiteva yanar muke eka Krishna nam se ta Vaishnav karya tanhara saman. One who is interested in chanting the holy name of Krishna, or who by practice likes to chant Krishna's names, should be accepted as a Vaishnav and offered respects as such, at least within one's mind. Majjalila 15:1-11. One of our friends, a famous English musician, has become attracted to chanting the holy names of Krishna, and even in his records he has several times mentioned the holy name of Krishna. At his home, he offers respects to pictures of Krishna and also to the preachers of Krishna consciousness. In all regards, he has a very high estimation for Krishna's name and Krishna's activities. Therefore, we offer respects to him without reservation, for we are actually seeing that this gentleman is advancing gradually in Krishna consciousness. Such a person should always be shown respect. The conclusion is that anyone who is trying to advance in Krishna consciousness by regularly chanting the holy name should always be respected by Vaishnavas. On the other hand, we have witnessed that some of our contemporaries who are supposed to be great preachers have gradually fallen into the material conception of life because they have failed to chant the holy name of the Lord. While giving instructions to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided devotional service into three categories: Shastra Yuki Nahi Jani, Dridra Shadhavan, Madhyama Adhikari Se Mahabhagyavan. A person whose conclusive knowledge of the Shastras is not very strong, but who has developed firm faith in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and who is also undeterred in the execution of his prescribed devotional service, should be considered a Madhyama Adhikari. Such a person is very fortunate. Majjalila 22:67. A Madhyama Adhikari is a Shraddhavan, a staunchly faithful person, and he is actually a candidate for further advancement in devotional service. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila 22:64, it is said, Shraddhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyame Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. One becomes qualified as a devotee on the elementary platform, the intermediate platform, and the highest platform of devotional service, according to the development of his Shraddha, faith. Again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:62, it is said, Shraddha sabde visvasa kahe sudrita nischai Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma kritahai. By rendering transcendental service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. This confident, firm faith, favorable to the discharge of devotional service, is called Shraddha. Shraddha, faith in Krishna, is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Faith means strong faith. The words of Bhagavad Gita are authoritative instructions for faithful men, and whatever Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita is to be accepted as it is, without interpretation. This is the way Arjuna accepted Bhagavad Gita. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna told Krishna, Sarvam etam ritam manye, Yanmam vadasi keshava. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Bhagavad Gita 10:14. This is the correct way of understanding Bhagavad Gita, and this is called Shraddha. It is not that one accepts a portion of Bhagavad Gita according to his own whimsical interpretations and then rejects another portion. This is not Shraddha. Shraddha means accepting the instructions of Bhagavad Gita in their totality, especially the last instruction, Sarva Dhamman Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. When one becomes completely faithful in regard to this instruction, one's strong faith becomes the basis for advancing in spiritual life. When one fully engages in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he gradually realizes his own spiritual identity. Unless one faithfully chants the Hare Krishna Mantra, Krishna does not reveal himself. Sevon muke hi jivado svayam eva sparatyada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234. We cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by any artificial means. We must engage faithfully in the service of the Lord. Such service begins with the tongue, Sevon muke hi jivado, which means that we should always chant the holy names of the Lord and accept Krishna Prasad. We should not chant or accept anything else. When this process is faithfully followed, the Supreme Lord reveals himself to the devotee. When a person realizes himself to be an eternal servitor of Krishna, he loses interest in everything but Krishna's service. Always thinking of Krishna, devising means by which to spread the holy name of Krishna, he understands that his only business is in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Such a person is to be recognized as an Uttama Adhikari, and his association should be immediately accepted according to the six processes, Dadati Pratigidnati, etc. Indeed, the advanced Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava should be accepted as a spiritual master. Everything one possesses should be offered to him, for it is enjoined that one should deliver whatever he has to the spiritual master. The brahmachari, in particular, is supposed to beg alms from others and offer them to the spiritual master. However, one should not imitate the behavior of an advanced devotee or Mahabhagavat without being self-realized, for by such imitation, one will eventually become degraded. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advises the devotee to be intelligent enough to distinguish between the Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The devotee should also know his own position and should not try to imitate a devotee situated on a higher platform. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given some practical hints to the effect that an Uttama Adhikari Vaishnav can be recognized by his ability to convert many fallen souls to Vaishnavism. One should not become a spiritual master unless he has attained the platform of Uttama Adhikari. A neophyte Vaishnav, or a Vaishnav situated on the intermediate platform, can also accept disciples, but such disciples must be on the same platform, and it should be understood that they cannot advance very well toward the ultimate goal of life under his insufficient guidance. Therefore, a disciple should be careful to accept an Uttama Adhikari as a spiritual master.